Now, despite a lot of opposition to that bill, which we've been reporting on in recent days, there is one sector that backs it, the agriculture industry, which has been lobbying hard for special provisions for farm workers. So let's go to the nation's largest farm state, California. That's where farm workers and farm worker unions have long been a driving force behind overhauling immigration. Sasha Coca, a member station KQED, reports.
Fresno County is the most productive farm county in the nation, and right now it's peak apricot season. The trees in farmer Pat Ricchiuti's orchard are sagging with tender fruit. Workers perched on tall metal ladders carefully place each apricot in a plastic bin strapped to their waists. Ricchiuti says it's getting harder every year to find crews. He points across the road to where roofers and drywallers are building houses on what used to be farmland.
We need this so desperately because we have had such an attrition of our workforce. Many, many people leaving our workforce in agriculture to go on to construction and, say, higher paying jobs.
In fact, there have only been a few cases of crops actually left to rot because there weren't enough farm workers to pick them. Still, Ricchiuti and others in the farm industry say in the long run, farmers will go out of business without a stable workforce.
Would you rather import our labor force or import the food that you do not know where it came from or how it was prepared? I think that's something you need to get a grip on.
That's why farmers are backing the current proposal to bring more temporary laborers to the fields and give legal status to the many undocumented farm workers already here. Workers like Jose Macias, who's been in the U.S. for 15 years without papers. Even though it's 80 degrees in this orchard, he's wearing wool gloves and a thick fleece sweatshirt to protect his skin from pesticides.
I work 9 long hours every day, but they don't give us any respect.
Macias says he would have to scrape hard to come up with the penalty fee the new bill could require for him to become legal.
We'll just have to eat beans, because if you eat meat, there goes all your money. We'll have to save, like we did in Mexico, save money by eating just tortillas and chilies.
Just a few miles from the fields in a downtown mall, a street musician croons near a group of elderly men in starched shirts and stiff white cowboy hats. These are former braceros, some of the first guest workers brought here from Mexico in the 1950s and 60s to harvest the fields. 75-year-old Genaro Hernandez isn't impressed with this bill.
No sirve para nada eso. Si no llegan a arreglarse.
It's not going to work unless they give people residency. Without residency, people are going to come back anyway.
That's what he did. In his 20s, Hernandez worked stints in asparagus and strawberry fields, traveling back to Mexico every few months. But later, he says, he decided to come back across the border without papers to stay. Another concern for Hernandez is that the new legislation offer more protections than he had as a bracero.
Esclavos.
We were like slaves. We had to pay our housing to our boss, and there was very little left. A new program should let workers leave or complain if they don't like the work or the way they're being treated.
The United Farm Workers Union, or UFW, says the new legislation would be very different from the Bracero program. For example, it could allow workers to sue employers if they're underpaid or mistreated. The UFW's support signals a dramatic change. In the 1960s, UFW leader Cesar Chavez thought a guest worker program would undermine the union. But back then, more than half of California farm workers were U.S. citizens. Today, it's estimated the majority are undocumented. And without papers, the union says those workers can't defend their rights. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
You can read a sampling of opinion and share your thoughts on immigration at npr.org.